Welcome to 1P Talk, One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show. I am the editor and owner of One Purpose Magazine, and I am here with another week of our community chat, where we bring you self-love talk, culture topics, and main topics that are centered around health, wellness, and mental health. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. I hope you are here to enjoy the show.
Hey, 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 it's your girl, Nia. I totally forgot that there was a intro. My bad. I am sorry about that. That was probably confusing. And my little one was talking to me. So I have a rough start here. Sorry about that. My apologies. But what's up? This is strange. This is Monday night. I know usually I'm here at 3 o'clock, but I'm trying this out, 9 o'clock Monday through Friday in the evening. So I'm just testing it out tonight. I think I'm going to officially begin on in October, but I wanted to test out this time slot to see what my energy is like, to see what the circulation out on the internet is like, evenings around this time. I think that it's probably pretty good because if you're like me, you're winding down, you're thinking about your days. Did I call today Monday? I said Monday through Friday, I hope, because I cannot be a day behind. But that's neither here nor there. But if you're like me, you're winding down, you are collecting your thoughts for the day, thinking about things that you probably should have did differently, said differently. That's if you're like me, because my mouth just goes and I just say what I want to say sometimes and it gets me in trouble. But in trouble with myself, because I do have a conscience, I do have a heart, and my intentions don't be to things that will hurt people. You know, that's my motto. You know, I try to treat people how I want to be treated. But sometimes people, you know, they try, they say things, and it just takes you there. But anyway, I am trying to figure this thing out. I am hoping that I can generate somewhat of a buzz to get people to tune in on their phones or, you know, on their tablets or whatever, at night when they're winding down, and topics and things that we're going to talk about is going to kind of stray away from the dark topics of the things that I researched throughout the day. You know, I've talked a great deal about me working in death reporting, and then I have my magazine where some of the topics I pulled from some of that data that focuses around, like, domestic violence, suicide awareness, violence, overdose, with just a lot of that stuff that I dedicate a lot of my time to, most of my time to, not all of my time. But now with this show, this Blog Talk Radio show, I kind of want to begin to talk more about community and bringing community together and around some R&B music. I know that if you all tuned in to the last few shows that I've done, I tried to incorporate R&B artists, a new one, unheard of, the music, because a lot of the music that of the people that we know of, the celebrities that we're familiar with, I'm finding more of better music amongst the independent artists than I am those that we know of, or especially in the millennial age group, the Gen Xers. I'm going to have to get the demographics of the generations in order. But the older people, 80s babies, 90s kids, you know, those, the people that we know of and think about, not the younger generation, I think they pretty much like what they like and they're sticking to it. But for us that like that classic R&B music, I don't know what they're doing with it. It's not resonating. I was just listening to one of Diddy's, to his new album, and I wasn't feeling it. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some of that stuff, and we're going to, like, kind of bring in new vibes and new feels and of independent artists. Not necessarily new, probably just not well-known. So maybe I'll do a couple of song battles of old songs and things like that once I get my credentialing correct or solidified to play music. But yeah, we'll see. I'm taking this one episode at a time. I'm big on trying to find ways to bring the community together and try to put more positivity in the atmosphere, more love in the atmosphere. In a genuine way, though, not in a contrived way that it seems forced. And we all know that, you know, we need people and things to be the glue to our community. So I'm hoping in some way, with me understanding it with the depth of my work, that I can do my part in being that to some degree. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting some traveling in and around, especially focused on Black communities, different businesses that's opened up for Black communities, I should say, owned by Black people, restaurants, comedy clubs, just venues that do, and, you know, comedy clubs is my thing. I focus on that in the magazine. So just all these things I want to bring and talk about and allow this to be the place where I talk about bringing together community. It's still Loving On You with Talk. I'm still talking about those things, but I'm kind of leaving the issues in the magazine and letting this be more of a time where we can just be free and let go. When you all may not know this, or you may know it, that I do my I have my bourbon cocktail group, and I'm going to be bringing that to Sunday nights, and I'm doing books and bourbon, or bourbon and books, I'm sorry, because I'm a little nerdy, if you will allow me to call myself that. But, you know, it's a lot of Black books out there right now, and I feel like I'm missing out, so I feel like I need to incorporate that into everything that I'm doing, because I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on all the good work that goes under recognized. And I'm not going to say unrecognized, because there are some bookstores that have Black authors in them. And so I'm definitely connecting with those and buying books from those stores. And so I say underrecognized because people just don't interview authors in the way that we should and get those stories and those vivid imaginations that come with those people who create fiction novels and things like that. So I'm excited about doing that over bourbon. You didn't know, I started a journey of learning more about bourbon because I plan on opening a distilling company in my community. So all of these fun things that we have working on, it's all about bringing us together and be in the community again and focusing on the things that make us happy. We have all these issues, and those things deserve our attention too. Oh, my goodness. It's just so much, so many things that we can talk about that's happening in our community. I don't know why we focus so much on celebrities and then everybody focus on them. You know, everybody talk about the same thing, the blogs talk about the celebrities and all of that drama around what they do when you see all this repetition. But there's so many conversations that we could be having I wish that I had someone who I could kind of direct and help out with talking about local politics. I tried to insert myself in the local politics around me, but my assignment is not that. And so I had to refocus, but I wish that there was someone who was interested in having those conversations, you know, because when you're passionate about something, you'll try to do everything. But I'm at an age now where I know I can't do everything as much as I would like to. I put out a couple of articles on my platform talking about local politics and how Black folks can do better in serving our people. And I'm adamant about that. Maybe, you know, I'll reach out to, I don't know, somebody who wants to get something going, like a blog or something, and help them with the resources and maybe the things that they need, because I have so much stuff that I can give away if they need equipment to do something. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's just chatter. But it's all just chatter tonight because I didn't come here with a plan. I just said, I want to do this at this time. And I've been planning on it, so I wanted to try it out. And my kid, see, this is the problem that I might have, is that my kid is supposed to be in bed by 9 o'clock. But if mommy is up doing something, if she thinks that that's her path to not do what she's supposed to do. So that's something I'm going to have to nip in the bud before I get started. See, this is why I needed to try it out. I needed to test it out. And, you know, my kid isn't the only one. I have a dog, too, that is... They think they run my life, but I have things to do. I have work to accomplish, so I have to nip that in the bud and make sure that that's in its proper place before I get into my routine. Before I get into a routine, so I'm thinking Monday night, 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, calling it the wind down. I'm not a big wine drinker, so I won't be drinking wine. I know that there's a blogger out there whose show is focused on that, but it's a wind down, like just talking about community focused things. So I'm not a wine drinker, so I won't be doing that. I won't be going that route. That's not a blueprint for me. It's not a blueprint for me. I won't be doing it. But I do my bourbon cocktails on Sunday nights with my books, so I'll be doing that. I have a number of bourbon cocktails that I put out in my Facebook group. It's a Facebook group under One Purpose Magazine, Bourbon and One Purpose Magazine Virtual Cocktails or something like that. If you search it under Facebook, One Purpose Magazine, Virtual Cocktails and Conversations, I believe. You'll find it. Find the group. Join it. And if you join it, you can scroll down a bunch of recipes that I did, recorded videos of me making bourbon cocktails. So, yeah, you can go there and check that out. I'll still have the group, but the bourbon and the books and bourbon will be on live on the website, One Purpose Magazine website. So that's that. And that's where everything will be. But this is where some of the conversations about winding down and coming together as a community, talking about some things and bringing in some music, that's all going to happen on the Blog Talk Radio show. So I'm down to 30 seconds. I'm going to just do the 15 minutes. Because it's not an official show yet, but I'll probably start doing 30 every night, 30 minutes, Monday to Friday. Then you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. That's at One Purpose Magazine on. So until October, I always say this, but until October, I'll holler at y'all. Peace out.